Hey everyone, my name is Ryan Cavan, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrell Thurlgood.
What's up, everybody?
We want to welcome you to Water Break. Here on our show, we are going to have conversations with each other, as well as with a variety of other guests who are just as involved and as passionate about sports as we are.
From professional athletes, to coaches, to college players trying to make it big, to the high school athlete trying to earn that scholarship, and everyone in between.
Whether you're a coach, player, or just a fan, we are here to have unique dialogue and perspectives on topics we have thought about, talked about, and are now excited to bring to you.
So be sure to stick around, hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're using right now, and get ready to relax and take a water break. What's up, guys? It's time to give a shout out to our partners over at Thrive Fantasy. We are 1 week into the NFL season, and now it's time to prop up on Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They've eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in their respective sport. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to share a win of the prize pool. Thrive Fantasy has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes. That's $1.3 million since launching in 2018. Use the promo code WATERBREAKPOD when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant $20 bonus cash on your first deposit of $20 or more. Once again, use the promo code WATERBREAKPOD. That's WATERBREAKPOD. When you sign up today using the Thrive Fantasy app. So download the Thrive Fantasy app today on the App Store or on the Google Play Store, or you can visit their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. You can sign up today. All right, let's get the show started.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Water Break. Terrell, we are 1 week into the NFL season.
Yeah, it's week one of the NFL season.
Boom.
Is completed, and there's been some really good games. Yeah. Been some surprises.
Like Cleveland losing.
Yeah, Cleveland.
What? Did you see that coming?
I saw it coming. Yeah. I didn't see them getting destroyed. I didn't see that.
Okay, I was confused.
Tom Brady had an interesting start off to
he did.
To his time.
Scored that touchdown, that little 1 yard little run up the middle.
Yeah,
and then had
some struggles there, but that was an interesting game to watch. Green Bay looked good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Bay looked really good. So but we are not doing an NFL episode.
No, today, but it's okay to talk about the NFL.
Yeah, let's talk
this is
a little
sports
about
podcast.
We can talk a little about football, you know.
And your Broncos, man.
We got the game tonight. So
I feel bad for Von Miller, man.
You know, yeah, that's tough. That's a tough injury.
I am very much, you know, obviously when you're not a fan of a team, or especially if it's a rival or something like that. You know, it benefits you if another player is injured because they're weaker. But I hate when there are season-ending injuries, no matter what team it is. It's always terrible to see because these guys put in so much work. And then especially when it happens in, like, a practice.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks before the season starts, this guy's put in so much work all summer long. And then,
boom,
done. Yeah. Season's over. But he said he's channeling... You know what he's channeling, right? You heard
that. He's channeling the Mamba.
The Mamba mentality.
Yep.
Of course. Speaking of Mamba mentality, that's a good segue into our episode here. We're talking all things NBA basketball.
Yeah.
And we both are extremely huge NBA fans. And so we have three amazing topics that we're going
to
be discussing.
I'm looking forward. We haven't talked about these before, but I'm looking forward to this episode.
So let's give a little preview of the whole episode, because I don't want you just to listen to one segment and then miss out on the next two segments.
Right.
I mean, they are fantastic. So the first segment is, as we are talking about kind of this episode, the question that we discussed was, what is the best draft class in the NBA in NBA history?
Yeah.
And as we kind of talked about that, there's really two that you go with. You go with 84 with Jordan, and
96.
You got Jordan, you got Stockton, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, that's a baller group. And then, like you mentioned, you go 96 with Kobe, Ray Allen, Steve Nash, AI, Peja Stojakovic. I mean, those are kind of the two. So you could argue those two, but that's kind of a a generic topic.
Yeah, it's one that's been done before. So we went a different route.
We did.
Today.
And we're going most underrated.
Underrated draft classes.
Draft classes. Like, when you think of the best draft classes, there's those two, but what draft class do you kind of forget about? And then when you think about it, you're like, man, that is a baller group. Like, that... I forgot about that draft class.
How many hoopers are in that class? Yeah. And many legends, too.
This is going to be a great discussion.
I'm looking forward to it.
So then second segment, we're going best NBA nicknames, top five each.
Yeah, we went with NFL nicknames, and we were like, oh, we got to do this for the NBA.
Because that was so much fun.
We got to show some love to the NBA guys.
NBA is harder than NFL.
This is very hard.
So many,
This was hard to come down to a top five.
Oh, my goodness.
We were like, oh, should we go 10? Should we go 20?
And that's just so extra.
We were like, all right, let's go with five.
We're going to go with our top five.
It's hard.
And then at the end, we're just going to talk about the best in-game dunks in NBA history.
Because we've seen some really cool ones in the bubble. I mean, you know, Russell Westbrook had a number put on him by LeBron James.
He did. I'm glad you brought up the bubble here, T. I'm glad you brought up the that series. I don't remember who was the Lakers and the Rockets.
Okay,
was it?
Look, yeah, okay. When
can I just share? You know, me and T had a little wager, you know, on the line. And, you know, if you've listened to our episodes in the past, you've heard him when he predicted the bubble. He predicted in the Western Conference Finals, the Clippers versus the Rockets. That's what you predicted, correct?
I did.
And so he, after game one, he sent me texts of three Rocket emojis. And I was very angry after game one. But I saw him the next day, and we were talking back and forth, and we were talking a little trash. And so we put a wager on this. A $75 pair of shoes or less. It can't be more than $75 on this series. Whoever wins. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what happened. The Lake Show took them four in a row. T, what do you have to say to the people?
I did not expect performances from either team. I didn't expect the Lakers defense to be that good.
Thank you.
They didn't have...
I don't know why I'm saying thank you. Like, I had something to do with it.
Yeah, you played. I mean, when I did make the prediction early on, they didn't have Rondo or Bradley, and Rondo did return. And,
playoff Rondo.
Playoff return. Rondo. So that was huge, and I did not expect Russ to be that awful.
It was so disrespectful what we did to him. Just leaving him wide open at three constantly.
Just let him shoot the basketball. So I didn't expect that. You said they can't stop. They're not going to stop Anthony Davis, and of course you can't really shut the guy down. But they defended him. I mean, PJ Tucker defended him pretty decently
in game one. He did.
I mean, you know, he did. They did a good job.
You know, he averaged 30 in this series. Yeah, right?
He did. He
averaged 30.
He did. They did a good job at defending him. But I mean, he wasn't the reason why they got destroyed.
It was the defense. They did not have an answer for LeBron and AD. And you're right, the defense.
It was the defense. That's what I said. That's why they won.
So I guess just the next question is, when do you want to go out looking for shoes? I mean,
the doors are closed right now.
Oh, okay. COVID, we're not able to go out.
We can't go out. Go look.
Well, we had a fun time with that, but we're going to jump right into this with most underrated draft class.
Let's do it.
Of all time. T, started out, share with us what you believe is the most underrated draft class.
Okay, so I was looking at this. This was kind of hard. There was a lot of different classes I wanted to go with, but I went with the most underrated draft class, the 2009 NBA draft class.
2009?
2009. So this is the number one overall pick. This is Blake Griffin was number one.
Yep.
He obviously didn't play that year with an ACL injury, I believe. And then you have the third pick. Well, the second pick was Hashim Thabeet. His career didn't pan out too well. I don't know if he's still in the league or not.
He is not.
He's not in the league. Okay. James Harden was the third pick in the draft. Then you have Tyreke Evans was fourth. Ricky Rubio was the fifth pick. Seven, you have Steph Curry. The ninth pick by the Raptors was DeMar DeRozan. Brandon Jennings had a good little 5-6 year run in the NBA as, like, you know, a really good point guard. Then you have other guys that were picked at 17. You have Drew Holiday, picked by the 76ers.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Teague taken 19th overall. Darren Collison taken 21 overall. Taj Gibson was taken 26th in that draft class. And then you have some, what do you call them? Sleeper picks, some late round picks that were actually turned out to be some good picks. You have drafted by the Lakers. Number 42 overall was Pat Beverly, was taken in the second round. And then the Cavaliers took Danny Green, who's a two-time NBA champion. And so there were some other, you got Patty Mills as well, NBA champion, with the Spurs. So a lot of good players who have,
you forgot one.
Who did I,
number 44, Chase Budinger.
I was thinking, who did I forget? I feel like I named off.
Can you didn't make any mention of Chase Budinger. Can you say something positive about Chase Budinger?
He looks like you a little bit.
Looks like me.
I guess if red, red hair. Shout out to Chase Budinger, wherever you're at. He had a good little run with the Rockets for a little bit. And I think, did he play for the Pacers for a little bit or something like that?
I don't know. I just saw his name and I was like, I haven't said that dude's name in a long time. I haven't heard his name in a long time.
I mean, there's other guys who had, you know, decent little runs, you know, Jordan Hill, you know, Gerald Henderson, you know, guys like that. So, but those are some of the better picks. And, I mean, you got guys who are going to be future Hall of Famers, you know, Steph Curry in that draft class, and then some NBA champions as well in that draft class. So that's my pick for the most underrated draft class of all time. I'm going to kick it over to you, Rye.
Okay. I like that pick. It's a good one. It's not a great pick because, and I'm just being transparent with you, you know, because we're speaking honestly. Okay. Here. As I'm looking at this list, I'm thinking to myself, how many Hall of Famers are on this list? Two?
How many Hall of Famers?
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar's a Hall of Famer?
DeMar, he's the leading scorer in Raptors history. He's what?
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
So you got three.
Disrespect.
I was going to go two. I was going to go, are you going to go three or four? You think Blake Griffin's a Hall of Famer?
James Harden, you have Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan. No, I don't know. I don't know because the Hall of Fame is, I wouldn't say it's a joke, but it's very like lenient. I feel like it's not as hard as like the NFL Hall of Fame to get in with the NBA Hall of Fame. So. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could make somewhat of a case for Hall of Fame, but I would go with three for sure on here, with Steph, Harden, and DeRozan, Hall of Famers. And Patty Mills, you know, shout out.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Patty Mills. Maybe. You know, I feel like he probably should have won Finals MVP. Kawhi was great, but Patty balled really? Out. Patty balled out.
All right, T.
But go ahead. There we go. Tell me why your pick is the greatest.
I like greater. The pick.
All right.
I think it's great because it's not a group that you think of. You know, I feel like I remember this draft in 2009. I specifically remember because of Steph Curry getting pulled down lower. So it's not like it's a great draft class, but I wouldn't say it is definitely underrated.
Very underrated.
I wouldn't though, because those players aren't underrated. And the draft I vividly remember.
I mean, you pretty much said it yourself. You're like DeMar DeRozan. Like
no, I was saying DeMar DeRozan. Like, I'm not sure if he's a Hall of Famer. Like, I don't know. I mean, if Tracy McGrady made it first ballot,
exactly.
Like, maybe, so I don't know. Well,
definitely.
Then maybe Al Harrington should be.
When you're the best player in a franchise's history, come on.
I mean, I wouldn't say franchise history. Kawhi went there and won a championship.
Oh, come on. You can't.
I mean, he has the best numbers. Then,
of course.
Then Corey Maggette should be in the Hall of Fame. He was on our show.
Shout out to Corey Maggette.
I mean, are you going to argue that? Like, Corey Maggette should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, but the Raptors were at least like in conference finals. Like, the Clippers were
They were playing LA Fitness. Come on. Shout out Corey. I hope you don't listen to this episode. But I mean, that's just my argument. Like,
yeah, I mean, my rebuttal to that is the Raptors were a great team.
Okay.
With DeMar.
A draft you don't think about very often is the 1998 NBA draft. Off the top of your head, do you even remember that draft?
Yeah, I know Paul Pierce and Dirk were in it.
Correct. So 1998, Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Pierce, Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, Rashard Lewis, Mike Bibby, Brad Miller, Al Harrington, Jason Williams, Ricky Davis. Man, that is an underrated draft class. That's not one that you think about that you would say, oh man, the 1998. But when you start listing those names, those are elite players that the league, that shows to me not only greatness, that shows longevity. Think about their careers. Think about Vince Carter, the amount of years he played, and Dirk, the amount of years he played, and Paul Pierce. Longevity has to be factored into this. I mean, that's part of my argument with why I think you should consider LeBron as the greatest of all time. I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying...
Well, that's an argument for another day.
But what I'm saying is that makes an argument because no one considers longevity. And these players right here, their careers and how long they lasted as elite NBA basketball players. And this is a group that you don't think about this draft class a lot. 2009 is a class that I would say, man, I remember that draft. I remember those guys, I wouldn't say are underrated players, but this group right here is an underrated class overall, in my opinion.
All right. It's an underrated class, but it's not more underrated than 2009. I mean, first of all, you asked me how many Hall of Famers are in my draft class. I would say three. You only have two.
Well, I was going to say, ooh, only two?
Only two. I mean, you have Dirk and Paul Pierce.
Vince Carter?
Vince Carter is...
Bro.
Vince Carter is the most overrated.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the most overrated players of all
First
time.
First of all, because I was only saying you had two. I was going to say I had three. That was going to be my argument because I wasn't considering DeMar DeRozan.
If you're not going to give DeMar DeRozan the Hall of Fame, I'm...
Oh, I would say Vince gets it over DeMar DeRozan.
No, come on.
Yes.
All right, we don't even have their stats pulled up right here. Well, go ahead.
Let's pull up. All right, it's not all about stats. We're not... Time out. Wait. So is everything about stats now? Is everything about stats?
I mean, that's part of how you...
Okay, then LeBron is the greatest of all time.
How you get in the Hall of Fame.
LeBron's the greatest of all time if it's stats.
Well, it's not everything. It's a part of the equation.
What Vince Carter has done for the NBA and how long he's been an established player in the NBA.
He's just a likable guy. He's just a nice guy, but he's not...
Nice guy?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he's the most over... He's one of the most overhyped guys. Like, he's great. He's so fantastic. Like... I think he's only been in the conference finals one time in his whole career, I think. Vince Carter. He's never been to an
Look
NBA.
Look at the teams he's been on.
NBA. He played in the same franchise as DeMar DeRozan.
With less. With less.
All right. We gotta find this.
Find what?
Find who was on the team.
If you're only comparing stats...
I'm not only comparing stats.
Because you said you got to pull up the stats. Well, then LeBron James is the greatest player of all time then.
No, that's another conversation for another day where we'll get into that because that's not a strong argument because you got to factor in championships too, which I did just bring up. Vince Carter's never been to an NBA Finals before, only been to a conference finals one time. And that's pretty
DeMar DeRozan,
much
he was in a lot of finals. DeMar DeRozan? He went to the finals, three or four times?
But the Raptors...
Oh, he didn't.
Okay, but... the Raptors...
He said, Vince Carter has never been to the NBA finals.
Okay, but you're saying like, oh, Vince Carter's one of the... He's one of the greatest players of all time.
I never said he was one of the greatest players of all time. I think he's had a better career, and he will have a better career than DeMar DeRozan.
No, look at... Vince Carter has... All right.
He's done more for the league than DeMar DeRozan will ever do for the league.
Is that true? Vince Carter.
Vince Carter has done more for the NBA.
Vince Carter has his points per game. Look at it. We gotta find his points per game.
I'm right here.
What are his points per game?
I mean, what seasons are you looking
at? What's his career average?
16. But look at his longevity is what I'm saying. If you take out the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons when he played coming off the bench, limited minutes.
But you're saying
it would be right around 20. It would be over 20 actually. Because look at this.
But you're going with longevity. Like, oh, he played for a long time. But was he great for a long time?
I'm not saying he was. But look how many years he played for.
So what? So I'm did not, Kevin Willis.
I'm
Kevin listen, Willis played until he was like 43 years old.
I'm not saying that he was great, but he was still a good player near the end. He was still contributing to teams.
Barely. He barely was getting minutes with the Hawks.
Yeah, the last season.
The Kings.
The last, no, 3 years ago with the Kings, he was getting minutes.
DeMar DeRozan's averaged 20 points a game for his career.
What I'm telling you is if you take out those last few seasons, he would be averaging 20 points a game.
20 points a game?
Yes. Yes, he would be averaging
20
points.
So we're taking out the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons from 2013. Take out 2013 down.
Take out
the 7 seasons.
Okay.
Because he's 42 years old playing in the NBA. He's 42 years old playing in the NBA.
We got to take him out. So we got to go up to when he was like 35, 34.
If you go to where he's 35, yes. That's 7, 35.
35. I wish we had like the whole like professional stats team like everybody else.
We got, this is just a good opportunity for us to give you a little heads up. We got some big things coming in.
Yeah.
Coming on the Water Break podcast. And this is going to be easier for us to debate and argue these points. But all I have to say is this should end everything. Vince Carter has done more than DeMar DeRozan for the NBA. He has done more for the league as a player.
As in what? He's been around for a long time. He's got the opportunity to like mentor a lot of younger players.
His videos were going everywhere before social media was. I mean, you see his videos everywhere on social media even now. This dude is a Hall of Famer. He is. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, again, we always go to if Tracy McGrady can make it, then anyone can make it. Well, not to say Tracy McGrady's bad. Tracy McGrady was good.
I think Tracy McGrady should have made it, but he was like a first ballot.
Tracy McGrady had like a good 6-7 year stretch in the NBA. But that's, I mean, and you know, making the longevity argument like really.
I'm with you. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm acknowledging your point.
Because I concede that because Tracy McGrady's in it, like, yeah. Like,
okay,
I guess,
so
Vince
then
Carter.
Then we each have three. So but your, we each have three Hall of
Famers. But I feel like my Hall of Famer, DeMar DeRozan, is stronger. They both play for the same franchise.
DeMar's a better
Raptor than Vince Carter.
I guarantee Vince Carter will be first ballot. He'll be first ballot. DeMar DeRozan may not be.
He will be first ballot.
I don't know.
For sure.
It depends on when he retires. It depends on who retires the same year.
Oh, man, he's still going strong. Played 11 years.
All I'm saying is this, T.
What are you saying, Ryan?
You think... When you think about underrated 2009, and then you think about 1998, mm-hmm. 2009, I'm not saying isn't better. It may be better, but 1998 is definitely more underrated.
No, I mean they're both of them are draft classes that are overlooked or not really considered as some of the best draft classes of all time.
I don't know.
You look at your number one pick, Oluwakandi, versus my number one pick, Blake Griffin. Both played for the Clippers. Who's the better Clipper? Bigger name for the Clippers.
I mean, definitely Blake Griffin.
Yeah, obviously Blake Griffin.
Right? So, but what I'm saying is exactly
Rafe LaFrenz. Rafe LaFrenz was the third pick in the draft. Rafe LaFrenz had a good career, but he's no James Harden.
Exactly what I'm saying.
What?
mine is more underrated.
Yours is no. Yours. Other, yours is also.
You don't think about it.
And yours is under. Yours
out of nowhere.
Yours. Yours is under. Yours is. I don't even know.
I mean, Paul Pierce says underrated. He would average 35 in the NBA right now.
Paul Pierce says he's better against than D Wade.
Against, against these guys, he would average 40.
This is the same guy said he was better than D Wade. I mean, you really only have. But that's the thing is, I don't even know if you would say it's an underrated draft class. We really only have like three. Like you have three Hall of Famers, and then that's you have a bunch of like journeymen or decent players. I mean, okay players.
I mean, that's you name just a bunch of role players too.
No, I mean you have Blake Griffin, who you said he's not a Hall of Famer, but he was an all-star in the NBA. Like
Antoine Jameson was an all-star.
All right, I'll give you Antoine Jameson.
Rashard Lewis. Mike
what,
Bibby.
Maybe what one a couple years.
Did you hear Mike Bibby?
I heard Mike Bibby.
Al Harrington.
Like I said, Mike Bibby had a good, really good career.
What about White Chocolate? Jason Williams.
I forgot about him. He's in my net. He's. Oh, I wanted to put him on my list, but he's not. But we'll get all right. There.
Well, those are opinions. I don't think we're going to change each other's mind here. As you can tell, we don't really give in very easily. But we'll see. Let us know what you guys think. Who you think has the most underrated draft 2009, class
of course.
Between me and Terrell.
I'll get a lot of the Warriors fans.
I'm sure you will because everyone that's a millennial that is going to listen to this podcast or anyone Generation Z is going to say that Steph Curry is the greatest of all time. And
he's one of the greatest.
That's another argument for another time. I would say
he changed the NBA.
Is he top 10?
Oh, as a...
Maybe top 15.
No.
Top 15.
Top 20.
Top 20. All right.
20. But
moving still. On. Moving on to the next next topic here, T. Best nicknames of all time. You want me to go? Or you want to go first?
I can start us off.
Okay. Start us off.
All right. So, I mean,
top five nicknames.
This one was hard, like we said before.
Should we throw back and forth some honorable mentions first?
Yeah. Let's throw some honorable mentions, right?
Okay.
Some
we'll names. Just go
I
every other.
I mentioned one earlier, White Chocolate. Oof. I loved the name.
You know, when you said what, you just said White Chocolate before we started recording, like, oh, I forgot White Chocolate. You're like, I'm going to put that as my number one. It was like, just like that, you're going to throw all of your other nicknames out the window and just put White Chocolate.
I
just
love
there.
The White Chocolate. I mean, I love White Chocolate. I mean, just the way he plays and that whole the elbow pass. More, yeah. You could just look it up. Look up the elbow pass.
Just look it up. What about Wilt the Stilt? Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt the Stilt.
That's a fantastic nickname.
To have your own cartoon character named after you,
yeah.
Too. Shout out to Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. you got other guys. You got the Rain Man, Sean Kemp.
Mm. Yeah.
Rain Man.
Dr. J?
Dr. J. I know some people are going to be like, he didn't make your guys' top five. This was tough.
Yeah.
The Big Fundamental? Tim Duncan? Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm just throwing that shade at there. All of Shaq's nicknames?
Yeah, where do we get the big... Get the, wait,
Shaq Diesel? Shaq this?
The Big Cactus? The Big Aristotle?
The Big Aristotle? Superman.
Oh man.
Hey, you know what's an underrated nickname? Which because when I mean, we just talked about him, I think it's because people don't like him. Is Paul Pierce the truth? I like his nickname, but I feel like people just don't like Paul Pierce. So it's like,
no, I mean, because he even him. I mean, Paul Pierce Hall of Fame career, but he thinks he was greater than he actually was. Like,
yeah.
He's really good.
I hate, this is not the topic, but I hate when NBA players retire, they go into the media, whether that's broadcasting or whatever, and then they just go and trash other players. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like Paul Pierce, Kendrick Perkins, like, I hate that Kendrick Perkins maybe is always throwing shade at, like, KD. Is it a
Celtics thing, or?
That I hate the Celtics players.
Well, I mean, like a lot of the Celtics guys have been.
That might be true.
Throwing shade.
It's true.
Like maybe I don't know if it's a Boston. Is it a Boston thing?
It might be a Boston thing. It might be.
I don't know.
Those are some great honorable mention nicknames that so we could have put in our top
Chocolate
five.
Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Daryl Dawkins. Rest in peace.
Share your top five with this T.
All right, here we go. Here are my top five NBA nicknames. Here we go. Number five, I'm going with the Dream. Hakeem the Ooh. Dream Olajuwon. Even to have your own move named after you, the Dream Shake.
Yeah.
You know, little hesitation spin move. Number four, I'm going to go old school, old school.
Okay.
Throwing it back to PE when I was in school, watching the old, our PE coach would show us tapes of this guy, how to play the basketball the right way. But still flashy player, Pistol Pete Maravich.
Oh, yeah.
Going Pistol Pete.
You know, handling drills.
The ball handling drills, throwing it behind the back off the wall and the finger taps and all that stuff. You know, shout out to Pistol Pete. Number three. This was hard because I wanted to, as just pure bias, wanted to put this one at number one. This was my favorite player growing up. I'm going to go with the answer.
AI.
Allen Iverson, the answer. He was my favorite player growing up. Like I was telling you before, I had the Iverson shoes. I wore the number three all through elementary, middle school on my youth basketball teams. When I played NBA Live before 2K took over, my creative players always had the arm sleeve, the tattoos, the cornrows. My parents wouldn't let me get cornrows, but Allen Iverson.
Do it now.
Should I? Should I rock the cornrows?
Absolutely
I'm a little
not.
Too old. Only Kawhi could pull off. Yeah. Be a grown man to pull off the cornrows. Number three, the answer is that's mine. Number two, I'm gonna go with the Black Mamba.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. The Black Mamba it's one of those nicknames that just it gives you a sense of like confidence. Like you almost want to claim.
Everyone
Black
wants
Mamba.
It.
You're like, why didn't I think of that? Why couldn't I be that? So I'm gonna go with the Black Mamba number two. Number one, my number one nickname is the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins. I mean the high flying dunk artist. We're talking about best in game dunkers, I mean, but also scorers. Dominique Wilkins is my guy. When me and my twin brother, we were younger, we'd watch the old tapes of the dunk contest between MJ and Dominique, and we would reenact all the dunks.
Oh,
but
yeah,
because my brother's older and bigger than me, he would always be Michael Jordan, so I'd always have to be Dominique Wilkins.
Wait, you said your twin brother?
My twin brother.
Isn't it like only like
37
minutes.
Yeah, my mom went and grabbed a bite to eat, and then came back.
She went to Carl's real quick. She got a big Carl and came back.
One, it didn't exist. And why did you pick Carl's Jr. of all the spots? I do like Carl's Jr., though. I go there once a week. But anyways, yeah, those are my top five. This was hard, but those were my top five.
Real hard one.
All right, here you go.
That's a good top five. You forgot one that I just literally blows me away that you didn't have on there. But I'll go here with my top five. Number five, the big ticket.
The big ticket, KG.
KG. His we talk about mentality, the Mamba mentality. KG, he was just such a bad dude. I mean, I remember one game where he literally just started punching himself in the face, like as hard as he can, like screaming. I just remember thinking to myself, like, what is wrong with him?
This dude's crazy.
He's crazy. And he definitely lived up to the nickname.
Yeah.
The big ticket. The
big ticket.
Number four, I had to put it on here. Air Jordan, or his airness. MJ, his nickname has made him
millions. Billions.
Billions of dollars. I would say for you to have that great of a nickname that makes you billions of dollars. It needs to be on my top five.
Yeah.
Number three, the mailman, Karl Malone. I debated putting a bunch of ones on here. Obviously, we talked about all the different nicknames, but I wanted to go with one a little bit old school. A couple a little bit old school because I think these guys, they almost started the trend for having cool nicknames, right? And so now people, they want their nickname and they kind of adopt it, you know? And
Playoff
these guys
kind
of started it. Yeah.
Playoff P.
I don't know about that one.
Well, it's funny because like a lot of the nicknames nowadays are just your initials.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's AD, KD, CP3. It's like, okay, guys, come on.
Be a little bit more creative. We both had the same number two. The Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
I think you're so right. And he, that nickname, he just almost turned it into like another person. Like he was like two people, you know? And, you know, we had Corey on the episode talking about, you know, that story of when he called in, you know, do you want Kobe Bryant or do you want the Black Mamba? Because Kobe's 500,000, the Black Mamba's a cool mill. Like, yeah, that's like, he took that and lived up to his nickname. Number one, which just absolutely blows my mind. All these other ones, I feel like you could have gone in and out and you could, you know, I'm not disappointed with your five, but okay. I think this one needed to be on there. The Black Mamba and this one should have been on your top five, and it absolutely disgusts me it wasn't. Number one, Magic Johnson.
Does it disgust you because he's not a Laker?
No, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that you don't have it on. I mean, that man, Magic, I mean, you don't even think of him. No one calls him Irvin. Like, he literally... You almost look at him as your first name is Magic.
Okay, I did think of the name. I threw it out there earlier. I mean, for those of you listening, we didn't research these. We didn't look these up. I mean, we literally, off the top of our head.
Do no research.
No research.
So you thought about it and you didn't even put it on your top five. Like, if you didn't consider it, I would be like, eh, that's okay. But to not put it on, the man, he literally pretty much changed his first name. Like, he is Magic Johnson. He's not Irvin. He is Magic Johnson. So I was very disappointed in your top five just because of that. Other than that, it was fantastic. But other than that,
well, I already told you this was hard.
It was hard.
This wasn't easy.
It wasn't very hard to put Magic on your top five, though. You put AI on there. You didn't put Magic.
Yeah, I went pure bias on that one.
You did.
He's my favorite player. So,
all right, T. We want to just sit down. This is not going to be a debate. This is not going to be...
Because you would lose. All right, go ahead.
Very disrespectful, which is not true. We just want to sit back and we just want to remember and talk about best in-game dunks. Some of the best. I mean, we're going to forget some. So what I want you to do is we're gonna put this on Instagram, on our Instagram page, and just share with us some of the best in-game dunks that you can think of. Because I want to see if people can come up with some that we don't bring up here. All right, yeah. T? I'll start us off with probably one of my favorite in-game dunks of all time. All times. J.R. Smith over... You know who this is?
So disrespectful. You're always throwing shade, subtle shade at the Spurs. Yes, I remember. I remember watching this game, actually, on TNT.
Tell us about it, T.
This was the first quarter, I believe.
It was early on.
To close out the first quarter. J.R. Smith coming down the lane in transition, and he jumps like just past the free throw line, two-handed like Superman dunk over Gary Neal. It was, I was stunned watching it in person.
Just
that was like,
you see it now and you're still just like,
what
just happened?
They didn't even call a charge.
No,
didn't even call an offensive foul. He was definitely in position,
but you couldn't call an offensive
foul. I think
foul
his foot was on position. Like the
oh, was it
the circle? But yeah, I definitely remember that one. That was a crazy dunk.
It was a great dunk.
Yeah, it was a crazy dunk. Another one that I brought, another one that was just one of those where you just like, you ball your fist and just put it over your mouth and your speeches and you just go, oh, and you don't know what to say, was DeAndre Jordan.
Oh my goodness.
Just burying Brandon Knight. This was the DeAndre Jordan with the Clippers. He catches a lob. I think it was from Jamal Crawford. I think through the lob. And Brandon Knight thought for some reason he could go up and maybe tip the ball or block it. DeAndre Jordan literally just bodied him and just threw it down, slammed him on the ground. And I think that's in the list of plays that just has put Brandon Knight's career.
Well, I was going to say, I think that was after he got crossed by Kyrie in the sophomore rookie game. And then after he missed that layup to win the game, you remember that game yeah. where he like had a wide open layup and he just clanked it off the rim. Yeah, he had a few plays that really, you're right, just ended his career. But that
I think, he's still playing, right?
I don't think so. That in-game dunk was unbelievable. Since we're talking about DeAndre Jordan, let's just stick with the Clippers. And I'll even embarrass one of my guys. Any dunk by Blake Griffin and he got the two pal. In one he game.
Got pal twice in a game.
The forearm to the face, which probably should have been an offensive foul. It was still an amazing dunk, but he literally just extended forearm straight to Pal's face. Poor Pal, congratulations. Wife just had a baby yesterday. So congratulations to him. But yeah, and then right after that,
I had to be a little nice to
as if it was already embarrassing enough. Blake Griffin just had a they caught the tip and just dunked it right over his back, and it literally looked like he just like his arms are just flailing in the air. It was so embarrassing. And then who can forget Blake Griffin's dunk on Kendrick Perkins too?
Oh yeah,
just another one. And
what about the one over Timofey Mozgov?
Oh. Yeah, he's had so
many. He threw it into the...
Oh, yeah, he didn't even touch the rim.
Yeah, he didn't even touch the rim, just threw it in.
Yeah, we could just go... I mean, DeAndre had a bunch more, too. I mean, just that whole... The whole 3 years with Lob City. You know, I mean, there was more than 3 years, but those 3 years where they were, like, flying high, going crazy. Yeah, fly high.
I don't know what that flying was. Flying high. I mean, you think about, going like, crazy. Speaking of lobs and dunk, LeBron James on Jason Terry. That... just the... Well, I think it was two passes or three passes, and then finally gets to LeBron James, and then he just, again, for some reason, Jason Terry thought he could maybe tip a lob pass, and literally LeBron caught a body. Just
he got up down. So high. He got up so high on that play. Another LeBron one on Nurkic. You remember that play on Nurkic where he just came straight down into the lane? This was his last year in Cleveland. So 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And he just bullied him. And it was almost the same thing where he barely touched the rim. He pretty much just threw the ball in the basket.
Do you remember the one on, I think it was John Lucas, like the third? I mean, he was on the Bulls. LeBron was on the Heat.
Was that when he jumped over him?
Yep. He jumped over.
Caught a lob.
He caught a lob and jumped over someone's head.
Well, jumping over him, what about Giannis? Jumping over Tim Hardaway?
Oh, yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr., remember when he just jumped over him? Like, both unbelievable.
Yeah, that's insane. Go a little old school about Dr. J rocking the cradle, baseline, one of the more iconic dunks.
Yes.
Sticking
old school. I mean, kind of old school.
Somewhat
old school.
You always throw the 90s as, like, old school.
I know, I do. I shouldn't.
Come on, man. You were born in the 90s.
I know, but I guess the reason I do that is because... Never mind. I was going to say something.
Yeah, come on.
To me,
you're
like
dating us.
To me, though, basketball, like in like the 70s and earlier, is just kind of irrelevant. Like,
wow,
these guys,
wow,
like
irrelevant.
Look at who these guys were playing. Like,
I mean, as far as the talent level.
So to me, it's like, and no one's like, yeah, there was nothing like that. No, the athleticism was nowhere near what it was when it hit the 90s. So to me, athleticism really started.
So you're saying the NBA started in the
1990s? No,
no. is when the NBA really became watchable.
Athleticism really started going through the roof in the 90s.
No offense to all you guys in the 80s, no 70s. Offense, you guys are all great.
Many of you are no longer with us. So.
Wow. Okay.
A little dark here. That was a little dark. Okay, but I'm sticking with... Two from the 90s, Pippen and Jordan dunking on Patrick Ewing.
Oh, poor guy.
Both of those. Pippen to me was a little bit more disrespectful. Just because he literally walked over him and just stared right down at him right as he stood right over his head.
Speaking of disrespectful dunks, remember Shaq on, was it Chris Dudley? Or Bill Perdue. Was it Chris Dudley? It was Chris Dudley, right?
I do not know why I didn't have that on my list.
just literally just bullied him. Just spread his legs out. And then shoved him to the ground. Like, why are you on the court?
With his fingertips.
Right? Why are you on the court right now?
My favorite part is if you go back and watch that on YouTube, like go type it up and watch it on YouTube. I think it's Chris Dudley. I'd have to watch it.
I think it's Chris Dudley.
He gets up, grabs the ball, throws it at Shaq, and then it like pans to his face. And I'm pretty sure you could see like water in his eyes. Like his eyes are watering.
That was just about to say that.
He looks so pitiful. He's like, his like lip is like quivering.
Dudley did it was the look you get when your older brother, literally your brother, older brother socks you. And your mom's at work and you can't do it. You can't call anyone for help. And your other brother just socks you. You literally grab whatever toy is right next to you, just throw it.
Your eyes are watering. Your lip is quivering.
I hate you so much. That was Chris Dudley.
He was so mad. He was so angry. It was like right after he was about to say, "I'm gonna tell mom.
I'm gonna tell when you get home."
So bad. I can't believe I forgot about that, Doug. His lip was quivering and his eyes were like watering.
he just looked so sad.
Oh, that was a great one. What about Kobe over Dwight Howard?
Kobe on Dwight Howard.
That was Dwight's rookie season too. I think it was his rookie season.
Yeah. You have Dwayne Wade over Virgil.
Oh yes.
And he does the what do you call that dance?
I don't know. He does the dance. I can't think of it.
Oh man,
Gerald Green, his windmill,
the windmill dunk with the Nets.
That I mean, he was up so high, and then to catch that, and oh man, I just want to go back and watch all these videos.
Yeah.
Just go on YouTube and type in. I have a huge list here and just go and watch every single one of these.
It's probably on some compilation.
Yeah. We could just, yeah, best somewhere. Dunks of all time. But definitely right after this, I'm going to watch Shaq.
I dunk on Chris Dudley again.
Because that I'm surprised that his face has not turned into a meme yet. Like, we need to make that happen. Yeah. Such a fantastic dunk, for sure.
All right, so like we mentioned earlier, we got some new things, some big things coming.
Oh yeah,
to the podcast. Some things we're excited to share with you guys, to show you guys in the future. So this will be our last week of episodes for the podcast. We're gonna take a break for a few weeks, and we're gonna come back revamped, rejuvenated. We got some new creative ideas and projects we're bringing to the show.
Got some big things coming.
We are pumped about what's gonna happen here. So we'll be back. We'll be gone for if you're an NBA fan, for
we got this episode.
We got this episode today,
and then we got Wednesday's.
Wednesday's episode. So we're gonna miss. You won't hear us during the conference finals in the first few weeks in the NFL.
We'll be back for the finals though.
The EuroLeague championships. But we'll be back, and we got some dope things planned for you guys. So we're excited for it.
Yep.
So stick around with us. We'll see you guys back soon. And thanks for listening to another episode of Water Break. Stay hydrated.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Water Break. New episodes are released every Monday. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button to be notified when a new episode is available.
As you continue to listen to the podcast, we would love to hear from you. If you'd like to give feedback on the show, or you have a topic you'd like us to discuss, send an email to waterbreakpod@gmail.com. Once again, that's waterbreakpod@gmail.com.
We'll see you on the next episode of Water Break. Stay hydrated.